Lusaka to the rest of the world. This is the One Love Radio News.
The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
Lovely, good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumbai Tailash. The headlines. UPND calls for the remains of Dr. Edgar Lungu to be brought to Zambia. Lusaka City Council commits 76 street vendors to the fast track court. In international headlines, London bound passenger plane carrying 242 people crashes. And in sports, Chambishi says the first time call ups to the national team that played at the COSAFA settled well in the team. Now the news in detail. Lusaka City Council LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the Lusaka City Council has noted with concern the increased disregard for the council guidelines and the laws of Zambia by some residents, especially street vendors. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Ms. Mwamba says despite the council's efforts to sensitize the vendors on the importance of operating within the designated areas, many have continued to disobey the regulations. She says a total of 721 street vendors were arrested for violating the laws in the first 5 months of 2025, where 76 vendors appeared before the fast track court and were subsequently fined.
Lusaka City Council is concerned about the increase in disregard for the council guidelines and the laws of Zambia by some residents, especially street vendors, despite efforts to sensitize them on the importance of operating within the designated areas. Many have continued to flaunt the regulations. In the first 5 months of 2025, a total of 721 street vendors were arrested for violating the laws. Out of these, 76 vendors appeared before the fast track court and were subsequently fined. The Lusaka City Council urges all residents to respect and adhere to the laws governing the city.
The Department of Immigration has apprehended a total of 65 persons for various immigration-related offences and removed 40 illegal immigrants from the country on Tuesday, 10th June 2025, through coordinated operations across the country. In a statement, Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinka says in Muchinga Province, officers from the Muyombe Immigration Office detained 10 Congolese adults for illegal entry after they were intercepted at Katanga checkpoint. In Central Province, the Chiwombo Immigration Office conducted an operation in Chilo Chavalenje that led to the apprehension of 8 foreign nationals, 4 Burundians, 2 Congolese, 1 Rwandanese and 1 Tanzanian, aged between 20 and 36. At the Mwami one-stop border post in Eastern Province, officers apprehended 10 Malawian nationals, all male aged between 19 and 35, for illegal entry.
Of immigration law was apprehending a total of 65 persons for various immigration-related offences and removing 40 illegal immigrants from the country on Tuesday, 10th June 2025 through coordinated operations across the country. In Muchinga province, officers from the Muyombe Immigration Office detained 10 Congolese adults for illegal entry after they were intercepted at Katanga checkpoint. The individuals, who were accompanied by 15 Congolese juveniles, were found using laissez passes, which are temporary travel documents that restrict movement to within a specific radius. In their case, the Kapadot province, the group had just been refused entry into Malawi by Malawian authorities for failing to meet entry requirements. They are currently in custody pending further immigration formalities. In Central Province, the Chibombo Immigration Office conducted an
Now, Citizens First Party has bemoaned the increased number of complaints arising from Lumezi constituency regarding the forthcoming Member of Parliament by-elections. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Citizens First Party Deputy Spokesperson Danton Njovu says it is alleged that the United Party for National Development, UPND cadres are grabbing voters' cards and national registration cards from would-be voters ahead of the 26th June by-election. Ms. Njovu says the party has received complaints from over 110 polling stations in Lumezi, suggesting that the ruling party cadres are engaging the criminal act of taking away citizens' right to vote. He says the Citizens First Party has taken a sober approach of reporting the matter to the police and has also called upon the Election Commission of Zambia to take the matter seriously and deal with erring parties in the matter. The family of Zambia's late sixth Republican president, Dr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu, has requested that the government respects their decision to handle his funeral privately in accordance with his expressed wishes. In a statement, family spokesperson Makebi Zulu says the family has expressed disappointment at what they described as shifting positions from the government even after prior arrangements had been reached. Mr. Zulu says all the logistical preparations had already been put in place to ensure that Dr. Lungu's wishes are honored. Now, Dr. Lungu passed away in South Africa on the 5th of June 2025. Since his passing, two delegations, one led by Foreign Affairs Minister Mulambo Haimbe and another by former Vice President Enoch Kavendele, held meetings with the family. The discussions, however, have not yielded a consensus. The family has called for understanding from the public, affirming that their intention is to honor Dr. Lungu in a manner befitting his teacher while remaining faithful to his personal instructions. Meanwhile, the UPND Presidential Support Media Director, Frank Walia, has pleaded with the former President Edgar Lungu's family and the Patriotic Front Party PF leadership to have the former president's remains brought to Zambia so that he can be laid to rest. Speaking during the press briefing, Father Walia says Lungu's funeral is one of the biggest scandals in the history of the country due to the confusion surrounding the former president's death. Mr. Walia has also observed that some individuals want to take advantage of President Lungu's funeral to align, to gain political mileage, as well as de-campaign current President Hakainde Hichilema ahead of the 2026 general elections. He also emphasized that Zambians should be allowed to mourn Dr. Lungu in a dignified manner and should be spared from the drama being perpetrated by the opposition.
We urge family of President Edgar Chagwa Lungu, senior members of the Patriotic Front, to do the right thing so that President Lungu's motto remains can be brought.